This is Electric Sisterhood, and I'm Pandalicious, and this is my Top 5 Rock Band 2 Jams with Pals.
Electric Sisterhood. Electric Sister Hood. Bring it, bitches.
Now, even though Ninja's away, the panda can't play, I still have to do the business. Ugh, the business. Please continue hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short address, which is esh.mobi. For those who can't spell, that's esh.mobi. It bounces you to the short address, bounces you to the long one. You can read our articles and comment on them thusly. If you just want to talk to us directly or have a question for us, you can use the hit us up link, and it will bring you to a nice little website that will allow you to do so. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, firstly and thusly, you should go check out iTunes because we happen to be there. If you don't like iTunes or you have a gripe against them, you can put us into any RSS reader. You can use just about any podcast search engine imaginable. Or if you want to be one of the cool kids, you can check us out on Monday nights, 9-ish Eastern Standard Time at the All Games Network. Now that all that is out of the way, and granted it took me like 3 seconds less than normal to actually say it, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to what I'm going to talk about. This top five is not just dedicated to my favorite Rock Band 2 songs. Nay, I say, nay. This is about the songs that I like to play with other people. Because, as we all know it, I like to play with people. So it's not just about me. So let's jump into it. My choice for my top five slot is a song called Lump by the Presidents of the United States. This is only here because A, I love the song outside of the game, B, it makes me thrash about my living room like an insane person, and C, usually when I'm doing B, the person on the other side of Xbox Live is kind of going, what the fuck is going on over there? This is, of course, with me on lead guitar because God only knows what I'll be like when I decide to finally sing. I pity whoever the friend is who has to listen to that.
I'm sad alone. Lump lingered, last in line for brains and the
up on my number 4 slot is a little song called Aqualung by Jethro Tull. And I know what you're thinking already. Yeah, Jethro Tull. Lots of sods, lots of lyrics you don't really understand. So why would Pandalicious really like this? And believe it or not, you know, out in my musical prowess, or lack thereof musical prowess, I kind of like the way that it's very suspenseful. How the timing and the music's actually really off to kind of give you a mood. Okay, so I'm fucking with you. It makes me feel like a badass, and it also kind of makes me slightly pervish. You know, feel slightly pervish. I mean, think about it. That first lyric, I mean, why is he looking at those girls with bad intent? How old are these girls? Is he a pedophile? I don't know. Do I want to be a pedophile? No, that's not what I'm saying. But sometimes even I like to pretend. So obviously, if you've never heard the song, you should probably listen to it first before listening to me. And if you plan to have a rock band party, this will probably be one of the songs that will be played the most after there's been massive consumption of alcohol. Do I smell a great RB2 drunken moment? I sure do.
Thought you'd see it's a good feeling. aqualung, my friend. Don't you start away on me, you poor old sod. You see, it's only me.
On to my number three. We have a great band, and we've seen their work on Rock Band 1. Granted, we've seen a lot of people who are on Rock Band 2 from Rock Band 1, so this isn't that big of a surprise. However, a lot of people happen to really like this song, and for my personal reasons, I feel like it was a slight underground gamer anthem up until, actually not even up until, it's just a gamer anthem. Before consoles became really popular, before Atari, before Nintendo, before, you know, arcades, you know, had more than, you know, skeet ball and, you know, water gun games. I'm talking about pinball. So obviously the song that I'm talking about is none other than Pinball Wizard by The Who. Yes, The Who. The divinely great The Who. No crappy Who jokes here, pal. This is honest to goodness great stuff. Is Ninja going to be mad when she hears this? Probably, since she probably hasn't played it yet and sees it all over the place in California. So, ha-ha, sis. Ha-ha to you. I'm playing it before you. Neener, neener, neener. I like it. Yeah, I bet you like it, but you can't play it. Ha-ha-ha. Yes, I had to do that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I have a weakness for teasing the sister. However, in my opinion, I would have to just say two things. You know, one, like I said before, it's The Who. So if The Who doesn't make my list, then I'm a noob. And for those who don't know, a noob is someone who's an idiot, who doesn't know anything, and is usually shunned by everybody. Gamer noobs, WoW noobs, 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 noobs. And then on that note, for new people coming into Rock Band 2 who might have played a couple songs in Rock Band 1, you know, when you finally got to the ending set and you had to play We Don't Get Fooled Again by The Who, I bet A, you were really tired, B, your drummer wanted to shove his sticks into his ears, into his brain. You know, but this song isn't that hard. Granted, I'm talking from about a medium to sometimes hard difficulty level, since that's kind of where my range is. But this might be a little easier for you to chew on than We Don't Get Fooled Again. So that's why it is so high on my list.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He
too becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a
let's move a little bit further along to my number two. And this is not very surprising to people who know me. Hell, if you've listened to me talk about Rock Band 1 or whichever, I can't remember which rhythmic game had the metal in it. I believe that was Guitar Hero 3. I'm sure. But if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. It happens. But if you haven't figured it out by the name drop, obviously the band in question is Tenacious D. And yeah, I know I said that kind of like a gangster. And if you know the band, they're not at all like that. I couldn't help that. They make me feel gangster inside sometimes. Like an ultimate badass is just waiting to like come out and be all like, what? You know? But yes, so it's Tenacious D. In my opinion, any of the songs that were in Pick of Destiny, and if you haven't seen Pick of Destiny, please do not come up to me and tell me that, because then I will take my little small panda fist and I will shove it deep into your panda face. Or actually, no, you don't have a panda face, but by the time I'm done with you, you'll have a panda face, and then I'll re-beat you until you have a human face again. That's how serious I am about this. Go see the movie, and hopefully you like it. I mean, if you don't like it, then there's something wrong with your movie sense, and I don't think you and I could be friends anymore, or ever, depending on if I already know you. So, obviously, my number two song is, you guessed it, Master Exploder. It is just a very powerful song. If these guys really wanted to be serious about their music career, they could definitely, definitely do it. Granted, I think it would take away from the fact that they're just messing around. Like, the fact that they're this good and not being serious only makes me wonder if they got really serious, if they'd have a fight, and then they'd break up, and then 30 years they'd get back together for a really bad tour, and they'd be really old, but the music would still be really awesome, and the fan base would still be there. We'd just be 30 years older, and, like, that would make me, like, 50, and that would make Ninja, like, 55. ish, maybe. Not that that's old, but the fan base would totally still be there, even though we'd be slightly graying and with children who have more piercings than, oh, I don't know, people at tattoo parlors or people who like to do suspensions up on their ceilings. I've seen that, people, and it's a little shocking to my system to even relay it to you. But hey, everyone's got their own niche. I'm not going to tell them not to put themselves on the ceiling, because if that's what does it for them, then so be it. But the thing about Master Exploder that put it on my list, outside of the fact that A, it's done by Tenacious D, and B, it's from one of my favorite movies, Pick of Destiny, it's because this song is a seducer. And by that I mean that this song is able to make even the shyest of guitar aficionados who might sit on the medium difficulty play it in medium and go, fuck no. This song deserves so much more finger play. By finger play, I mean, you know, the color nodes on the neck. I'm not talking about something sick and perverted, you dirty, dirty people. I am not going to talk about anything dirty. It deserves so much more attention than the occasional yellow, blue, green, red. No, 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 no. Tenacious D deserves so much more than that, which is why it makes us who sit so comfortably shed off our medium difficulty to ascend, to put our baby toes, yes, that's it, baby toes, like your pinky toe, or maybe even your big toe, just your toes. It makes you cross that line, that border between pussy and rock, the rock god shores of badassery. And yes, there are shores, because obviously there's water and beach, you know, of the island of badassery. So, you know, you got to get your toes wet. You got to get yourself immersed in the rock god shores of badassery if you want to attain the power that is unlocked, that is encased in Master Exploder. I'm getting excited just talking about it. Anyway, that's really all I have to say about that. And if you don't like Tenacious D, or if you don't like the song and you're wondering why it's on my list, well, you should just kiss my beep. Guess I should go into my number one. This may not be obvious to those of you who know me, you know, outside of, you know, Eshland. And maybe for those who don't know me, you might have this very innate sense that will guide you into the right answer. I have a lot of doubt in that last one, because you'd have to be completely in sync with the panda. And even really longtime friends are never completely in sync with me. So I can't say that that would be the case for you. But who knows? There's a fluke out there. There's someone out there who's going to be on the same wavelength, who's going to be like, I already know what she's talking about. And she's so right. But for those of you who are not on that wavelength, which is pretty much 99.9% of the population, let me break it down for you in 6 words. Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Coulton. And yes, I had to include the by in there because I couldn't just go Skull Crusher Mountain, Jonathan Coulton, because then you'd think that was the whole name of the song. And then you'd be like, wow, Panda doesn't know other words to help describe what she's talking about. In your face. 6 words. The by is very important. It's a preposition. And for those of you who don't know what prepositions is, you really need to go back to grammar school. And I need to learn how to say sentences. Anyway, this song, you know, like I said, was done by Jonathan Coulton. And if you don't know him, you might know another song that was a free downloadable content attainable song by the name of Stay Alive, which is also, for those who are gamers and have ever played the Orange Box and then in turn played a little named game called Portal, would know that this is the ending song of the game when you beat GLaDOS after she pretty much tells you you have no friends and the only friend you had was a companion cube, which you end up destroying really early in the game. Spoiler alert. Oops. My bad. Anyway, this song transports us, or transplants us, rather. I have to go that way. Can't say transported because it just doesn't work. It transplants us into this life of this mad, evil scientist who has fallen in love. Who knew that mad scientists have enough heart to fall in love? Well, this one does. And it's beautiful. And it's magical. And he creates things for her, though she doesn't seem to like them. And she's always screaming in fear. And his henchmen are like, nah, dude. Nah, you're crazy. You're crazy. You shouldn't, you know, no. No, no, no. You know, maybe you have beer goggles on instead of your mad scientist goggles. And this is just crazy. But, I mean, it's light and it's cheery because, A, it is a love song. So, I mean, you've got very misleading notes. You know, it's very airy and it's very happy. But as you listen, you know, things don't seem right. You know, the fact that he makes her a monster made out of monkeys and ponies. Or rather, a pony. Though he contemplates on how many, overuse of monkey parts. Which could definitely be the case. I don't know. They don't show an actual picture of this monkey pony monster. But I'm assuming that there are too many tails. That's what would throw me off. If my monkey pony beast had like 17 tails, I would think something was wrong. However, this song is very irresistible to the hordes and hordes of rock banders, only because Jonathan Coulton knows what kind of songs move us in the heart area. And this does it. This does it. Yes. 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 And yes again, I say.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Me, Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony, making a gift for you? Ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skullcrusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.
For you, this lovely list one more time. So, sitting at the base at number 5 was Lump by the Presidents of the United States. They were a nifty band. I liked the music video with them out in the swamp in suits, sloshing around in, you know, eelgrass and red ties. At number 4, we had Aqualung by Jethro Tull for future pedophiles and snot-nosed men on park benches. We had at number 3, Pinball Wizard, which lets everybody know that you could be a blind, deaf, and dumb kid, but sure play some mean pinball. At number 2, we have Master Exploder by Tenacious D. Pick of Destiny, go get it if you haven't seen it. If it's on demand for free, it's free and it's Tenacious D. What the hell are you waiting for, man? Just do it. And then write notes to Xbox telling them they should make the whole movie's soundtrack downloadable content. Please, K, thanks. And last but not least, Skullcrusher Mountain. Jonathan Colton. I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. It's poetry, people. Pure poetry written probably on a notebook, or actually one of those books that you can put lyrics and note signature thingies on a musical notebook. I don't know what they actually call them. I'll just say musical notebook. Because it makes a lot of sense to me. And there should be a really awesome AMV or music video to this song eventually. So please, someone out there in the interwebs who's got greater leader computer skills than I, please make this dream come true for me. Please. I will love you forever. Literally, because this will be recorded and long after I die, you'll be able to pull this up and be like, yep, remember when Pandalicious said that she'd love me? It's right there. Time signature, you know, 21:10 or whatever. Well, that was my top five. I really can't stress this stuff enough, though. You need to keep hitting us up on our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short address, which is esh.mobi. I'm not going to spell it for you this time because I did it at the beginning of the show. Just rewind back. It's not that hard. In terms of where you can go to listen to our podcast for, you know, for your listening pleasure, you can check such places as iTunes. You can plug us into any RSS reader and we'll pop up. You can put us into any podcast search engine on the planet. My preference is Podcast Pickle. And if you're one of the cool kids, or if you're looking to listen to not only us because we're awesome, but other shows that are just as awesome, but maybe even a little bit less, but not by a lot, like maybe by like a fraction of a point, maybe, you can check us out at the All Games Network on Monday nights at about 9-ish Eastern Standard Times. Yes, because times, there's more than one Eastern Standard Time, apparently. Anyway, I am Pandalicious, and thanks for listening!